So now they've started to use the national intelligence powers of the so-called Patriot Act to investigate ordinary crime. This piece of Orwellian news comes from a new report from John Ashcroft's Justice Department. The Patriot Act was designed to fight terrorism, not ordinary crime. And it vastly expanded the surveillance and privacy-invading powers of the intelligence community to do so. The Patriot Act was passed in the immediate aftermath of 9/11, with a rattled Congress largely capitulating to Mr. Ashcroft's demands to have it in his hands immediately, without much analysis. The bill increased the opportunity for the federal government to return to a bygone era where it monitored and sometimes harassed individuals who were merely exercising their First Amendment rights. But such concerns were swept aside in the mad rush to pass something, anything, to calm our post-9/11 fears. Along with such concerns, several freedoms were also swept away. Government agents no longer had to use grand juries to go after suspects. They could now wiretap and spy against citizens without showing cause to a federal judge. With few constraints, they could access individual bank accounts and records of internet use. The United States is not a police state, but these are police state powers, powers that run against the deep grain of America's rugged individualism. Critics of the Patriot Act warned of its possible abuses. John Ashcroft sneered at them, saying their opposition gave aid and comfort to the enemy. But the problem with government power is how those who hold it can stretch its use far beyond what lawmakers and citizens thought they were approving. So now spooks and spies can use anti-terrorism tools against anyone suspected of unrelated domestic crimes. We've taken a giant step toward merging intelligence and domestic law enforcement, which was abused so badly by the Soviet Union's KGB, the German SS, and even Britain's secretive MI5 intelligence service. What's next? Only John Ashcroft knows, and that's not comforting. I'm reminded again of the words of a wise man who said, "The loss of liberty is not so much a slippery slope, but a stairway in which, with every step downward, we give our consent." In Iraq, ironically, the U.S. government is trying to establish freedom. Here at home, it's taking it away. This is Les O'Coin.